3801.
Mr. O'Rourke, if you hold one second, I believe that Honorable Mr. Kiwanis might be conducting your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Mr. O'Rourke, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Just give me one second.
Excuse me?
Just give me one second, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you state your whole name and ADC number for the record?
Isaac Cyril O'Rourke, 138015.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hold on, I'm going to take you off the speakerphone because it's hard to hear.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's better. Okay, go ahead.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 29th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, but sitting on the panel are five board members. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. O'Rourke and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you think?
I do, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you very much. Mr. O'Rourke?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read these allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Just give me one second. Sir, according to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse no criminal raise or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by use of heroin on or about May 26, 2017 for the TASC GCMS lab report dated June 5th, 2017. Mr. O'Rourke, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to report to the Tucson Parole Office on or about June 1st, 2017 as verbally directed on May 30th, 2017. You are actively avoiding supervision. Mr. O'Rourke, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. O'Rourke's admission, inasmuch that he admitted to his use of heroin and actively avoiding supervision, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal raise or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Mr. O'Rourke, if you'll just give me one second while I fill out a small amount of paperwork, and we will begin the second phase of your hearing. And I'm sorry, who seconded?
I did.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. O'Rourke, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. O'Rourke was released from DOC custody on January 27th of 2017. He was arrested on September 5th of 2017 at the Tucson Regional Office on his common warrant status, and was returned back to custody that same day with 96 subsequent days, with a community supervision end date of December 10th of 2017. Current convictions, 2016 narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1998, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2002, trafficking and stolen property, 2 years, 6 months. 2009, narcotic drug violation, 6 years. 2009, narcotic drug violation, 6 years. And 2009, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. He's had 4 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is STG and gang information noted that on February 22nd of 2012, Emil O'Rourke's name and DOC number appeared on a membership list pertaining to the security threat group, the Aryan Brotherhood. Prior terms of supervision, 1999, GIS absconder, 284 days, returned to custody and revoked. 2003, GIS completion, 4 months. 2015, TIS absconded 51 days, returned to custody, and then continued with amended conditions. And then 2015, BOEC reinstated absconder 208 days, arrested by Tucson Police Department on felony narcotics violation and revoked. He has a significant disciplinary history with multiple drug possessions and promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrests, 1994, misdemeanor other DUI, Georgia, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1995, theft, California, felony conviction, probation. And 2000, narcotic drug violation, AZ, felony conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G3, V3.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. O'Rourke.
Yes, sir.
I see that you were released from the Department of Corrections to an approved residence at Exodus House. They did not have a bed available. You were placed at PRC in Tucson. Then you were later established a residence at Gallivan's House, 6001 East 29th Street, Tucson. You were discharged from Gallivan's House in June 2017, at which time your whereabouts became unknown. We have a statement that you were employed at EMG Enterprises.
Yes, sir.
Were you working there the entire time that you were outside of BSC?
I still have a job when I get released, so I'm still technically employed.
Well, that's encouraging that you sought work and that you still have employment available to you.
May I say something?
If you'll just let me complete
sure.
The supervision summary, and then you certainly will have an opportunity to talk. Just a quick review of your programming notes. We have a task history. We have a couple of positives for heroin. 5 dates where you failed to submit, and then 3 negatives, so we certainly commend you for the negatives. You were staffed for multiple missed drug tests. You admitted using heroin and marijuana. I'm going to guess, but you can confirm for me, that you've had an ongoing issue with heroin. Is that correct, sir?
Correct.
Okay. What did you want to share with the board, sir?
When I was released on the 1291 Senate bill.
Yes, sir.
I completed all my classes in 7 weeks of intensive counseling, twice a week, 2 hours each time. I did that upon release. I did what I was supposed to do for a while, and then I got caught back up. I was using occasionally, but not the first few months I was out. I wanted to say, if I was released, by the time you guys let me go from here, I would only have about 30-something days left. If you look at my record, I've never violated parole. My first 30 days out, I've always been able to conduct myself correctly my first 90 days or so, at least. I have a job, I have an approved DOC residence to go to, and if you check my record, I could do 30 days on parole if you guys release me. I wouldn't screw this up. I know I have a past youth history, but I know where I went wrong. I know that drugs are the reason I'm here today, and I'm done with that. I'm 42 years old. You know, it's time to turn my life around. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, sir. Well, I think the issue is, and I say this with respect, Mr. O'Rourke, I appreciate that you seem to be coming out to your community supervision or parole strong, but something bad seems to be happening over the course of time. Case in point, you just stated that you, it's, at least if I got this right, that this last time around that you only used heroin a few times, but it would seem to be a tough habit to be casual with.
Well, it wasn't the first few months I was out. It was after for a long time. It's something that's haunted me for a long time. It's something that it's been really hard for me to shake.
Well, sir, I guess the question would be, what are you doing about it now? Because you went through intensive counseling, which we commend you for. And we recognize this is a tough addiction, so I'm not sitting here high and mighty passing a hard judgment on you, as much as it just seems to be an addiction, or some people would even say it's a disease that you're having some struggles with.
Well, the steps that I'm prepared to make are the halfway house that I would pull to if released has a very strict structure as far as you have to be in by 6 p.m., whether you're working or not. They don't care. I get off at 5, so that works out for me. We have to attend any meetings 5 nights a week, and I have to drop for the house and also for task, for pull, but the house drops you randomly several times a week. So it'd be a really tight structure, and that's kind of what keeps me in line is that structure. It's when I really don't have the structure that things kind of fall apart for me.
Well, sir, I certainly have some empathy for your struggles with addiction. I'm going to ask you some standard questions here.
Sure.
You're missing from community supervision for, I think, 96 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
I was working. To be honest, the reason I absconded was my PO said that he wanted to put me in a 90-day treatment program. And at the time, I mean, I had 90-something days left of parole, so I told him, listen, if you send me this treatment program, I mean, I only have 90 days left on parole, and I was using occasionally, so I didn't want to go into the treatment program. So I just made a bad decision and left the halfway house, which initiated the violation. But I wasn't out robbing banks or doing anything crazy like that. I mean, I work for a living. I work full-time. I don't commit crimes. I was using occasionally. I mean, I admit that I was. But that's something I'm so over that part of my life. Like, it's brought me here. It's brought me back. And I don't, you know, I don't want that life. I don't, you know. I'm sick of it. I've disappointed my family by coming back. You know, I just want to turn that around and be given a chance. And I know I can succeed. I know I can do well. And all I have is 30-something days on parole. I know I can breeze through that, no problem. I'll attend NA meetings, 5 games a week, and move on with my life and try to actually do something in my life and be productive instead of being a hindrance.
Well, sir, I appreciate what you've shared with the board. I asked you what you're doing for that time. You admitted already why you broke off contact with your parole officer. It looks like that you were arrested by parole.
No, I turned myself in.
So
I came straight to the Tucson parole office and turned myself in to Peter Aguilar.
What I meant was that you weren't arrested out in the street, that you turned yourself into parole.
I chose to come back. I called him and said, I'm coming in, I'm turning myself in, I'm tired of this. I want to change my life. I don't like what I did, and I turned myself in. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. O'Rourke.
Yes, sir.
No.
Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Go ahead.
No, sir? Okay. Okay, Mr. O'Rourke, we're getting close to the end of your hearing.
Yes, sir.
Before we go into discussion, is there a final statement you would like to make to the board? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, and is there anything you would like to share?
I'll just add that I know it's released. I can complete tour successfully, and I think I could actually benefit from it, from the constant NA meetings and the structure of the Apple House. I think that would actually be good for me, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Rourke. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, especially because you cannot see us, so you'll hear the discussion.
Okay.
But it is actually the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. So if you'll just remain quiet for a few moments, we're going to have our discussion, we'll come to vote, and we will come back to you with the decision in just a short while.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The board is now under discussion. For the board members, I really appreciate what Mr. O'Rourke is sharing with us. I feel that he's been very honest with the board and polite, which I find meaningful, as well as him seeking employment while he was on his community supervision status. I think the fact remains that it was a pretty significant amount of period of disappearing from community supervision. It was 96 days, as well as him either having a slip-up or a setback or a relapse with heroin, which seems to be an ongoing struggle with him. He did receive intensive treatment, and it sounds like that his problems with heroin are ongoing. Certainly this board recognizes the importance of treatment, but with 46 days left of his flat prison sentence, I think this time would be best served with him putting together a plan for his transition back to the community, and whatever treatment he should seek. And upon that release, he'll be on his own free will. He'll have no oversight of a community corrections officer, and he can move forward to be a productive and responsible member of society, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues, and that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
I agree
with you.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2115, our discussion with Mr. O'Rourke, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. O'Rourke was delinquent by the terms and conditions of supervision, and as much that he absconded for over 90 days and used heroin, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a couple of ways for company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. O'Rourke, your supervision has been revoked. You'll be released on or about, December 10th, 2017, and as if you heard me state, that's 46 short days away. Certainly we're not trying to be hard-hearted here, but you do have, and I do respect what you had said about doing well coming out, but you also have several instances of absconding from supervision, so we encourage you to take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your safe transition back to the community, and we do wish you success. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and sir, thank you for appearing before this board. If you could, please give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
CO3?
Yes.
I think we will take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll...